you to turn to Isaiah 40, 28. And I trust this is going to come out the way it needs to come out. We do trust the Lord. And Father, we thank you that you make my mouth as the pen of a ready writer, writing on the hearts of the men and women in this room and on live stream. Father, we thank you for boldness and utterance and the Holy Ghost, that you stretch forth your hand to heal and that signs and wonders are wrought in Jesus' name, that you are ministering to and changing the hearts as we believe that we receive your best in our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. So this is more of a Bible study tonight. You know, I heard Dad Hagen say recently that the Lord said to him, now just getting everything accurate there, sometimes you understand it's not word for word, but the Lord said to him that the local church was more important than even the special meetings that he went out and did. And he said, that's the Lord emphasized it, the local church. So understand that, and we're excited about camp meeting. We're excited. And it's going to help the local church. But what we need to do is also pray that God gets to the local church what we need through those meetings. And so let's not dismiss tonight or dismiss because we've got to, as a local church, we've just got to get the bread of life tonight and what we need in this time. Amen. And, you know, we may have miracle service, whatever God wants. Sometimes those type of services are different. I'm not sure which way Pastor Nancy's planning on going. This is not necessarily advertised as a miracle crusade, that type of thing, or which way everybody is going. But just understand that we just need the simplicity of God's word to our local church. And those watching by live stream, you need to hear from your pastor and the simplicity of the Word of God. So sometimes we just need good Bible study times. And we've had the Holy Ghost times. And, you know, whenever God wants to do that, we let him. We just let him do what he wants because that's what we need at the time. So let's honor the Word of God tonight. And then ask the Lord to get to each one what they need. You know, those, because you should be asking people to come. Yes, you should have your faith out that if you ask people to come, that they'll receive, that the power of God will minister to people. But I tell you what, if you see that they didn't receive their healing when they leave and they can't come back, then you talk to them about it. You tell them, hey, it says lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And you teach them. You take them to James 5. You take them to Mark 11. Amen. I take them? Yes, you take them there. Amen. So you might want to even look at your example. Are they really going to receive from me? Okay, well, I'll move on there. All right, so Isaiah 40, 28, 31. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Recently, I looked on Etsy. I was looking for a plaque to put. We have an eagle at the house. Have you been at our house? That we were going to. It's a 4-foot eagle, made carved out of wood, and we were going to be buying that for Dr. Dufresne's ranch. But he went on to be with the Lord, and they've got so much stuff already. But we went ahead and bought it. And we told Pastor, you know, if you want it, you can have it. But she never said anything, so we just brought it home, and so we have it in our lobby at the house, and I wanted to put a plaque on it. Well, I found a plaque, and I had them put this scripture, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, they shall mount up with wings like eagles, because you know that we named our ranch after Dr. Dufresne, Pastor Nancy's ranch. It's Eagle Ranch, but ours is Eagle Rock Ranch. That's why I have rock in my house. It's not Eagle Drywall Ranch. It's Eagle Rock Ranch. So, actually, I stole that from Pastor Nancy. Yeah. So, but it says in loving memory, Dr. Ed, Dad Dufresne, and spiritual father and friend. So, and we put that on there. So I put it right in front of the eagle, and praise the Lord. I love that scripture. But to wait means to bind together. Dad Hagen brought this out in the green. It means to bind together with the Word of God. To bind together with the Word of God. So they that wait, and what are some other words? To bind together, there's something I wanted to bring out there. To expect. Yeah. To expect. So to wait on the Lord, it's not waiting on the Lord like, kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya. In other words, we're not waiting for God to do something. We are actively getting up and receiving by faith so that the power He's already given us can work in our lives. And yes, it's scriptural that we can pray to God and in Jesus' name. But how many know we can just receive from the power that's already within us? Or you can have somebody lay hands on you and just receive from the power of God. But we receive by faith. We don't just passively sit by and say, kumbaya, my Lord. And there are times, I would say there are a lot of times that all of us deal with being weary. I mean, we work jobs. We have things to do in this day and age of, you know, people send you 100 emails a day. And I'm not complaining about staff or that type of, you know, they're especially at this time, they just have to ask questions. You understand? And what's going on? They can't mean, and we appreciate our staff. But we can let all of this get to us, all the things that we have to do. And I know that this ministers to me so much, even the youth shall faint and be, even those that seem to be like the strongest people in the church. It's like they're always happy. Miles is always smiling. And I love that about Miles. I really, really do. Because his smile is contagious. So don't ever stop smiling. Please, if you come to me with a sad face, I'm going to slap you, okay? Maybe not. But I won't slap you. I will not flash. I mean, anyway, move right along. No, but it's contagious. And we're gonna learn a little bit about that. People are watching you. And if we're coming to church dragging and that, it doesn't mean we're not tired. At times. It doesn't mean, but you know, we know where our supply is. Now, I understand people have got to rest. I understand this. So I'm not vying for anybody in this room tonight, but I do know this. God said, don't forsake the assembling together of the believers. And there's a reason He said that. Don't forsake the assembling together of the believers. Because when you're dealing with particularly just being weary, when you're dealing with just being frustrated, when you're dealing with a long day's work, you know, staying at home and singing Calgon, Take Me Away in the Tub isn't necessarily going to be what you need as compared to the supply of your local church. Now, there are times when we need Calgon, Take Me Away, and we need to go to the mountains, and we need to, you know, do things to rest our flesh. I understand that. But we've got to prioritize why God has the local church. And we have to remind ourselves that when I go to the local church and I use my faith for God to help me understand His word, to strengthen me. Sometimes I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, thank you, Lord, for strength. Thank you, Lord, for strength. I mean, sometimes you're sitting there and you just want to fall asleep. And you're stirring yourself up. You're stirring the joy up. And you're like, Lord, I really need this tonight. I need this. I need this a whole lot more than going home and watching Seventh Heaven. I need this tonight. And there are so many things that we could convince ourselves that we need, but if we don't give God first place in our lives, and, you know, and trust me, I've got to remind myself of this. If we don't give God first place in our lives, where His Word and praying in the Holy Ghost when we're in the car and getting ready and listening to good service CDs and going to YouTube and, you know, finding, we've got YouTube services, you've got The Vault, you've got Pastor Nancy, you've got Dad Hagen, Dr. DeFranco. brain. You know, I listen to Charles Capps, and sometimes I'll listen to Annette Capps. I'm just so blessed by their teaching on faith. And I just can't get enough of the Word of God. Amen. So are you weary? A few of you, by looking at your face and your expression. Yeah. It looked like you've been sucking on a pickle. You know, some people come into the service and they're like this. You don't know me real well, do you? Go ahead, make my day. Because I'll just dig in and just talk more about joy. Amen. And you can take it home or you can leave it. That's up to you. But what's our saying around here? If you don't take it, I'm going to get yours. That's only because we love you, and it's not going to help you to sit there like that. It's not going to help you to be scrutinizing the service. It's not going to help you to be thinking about your pet doctrine and you don't like the way that we address things. Okay. Well, that was all free. I just wanted to let you know. It was all free. All right. So he gives power to the weak. Have you ever felt weak? Yeah. Like all of us at times. And to those who have no might, he increases strength. He gives power to the faint. What does that word power mean? It means strength, wealth, increase, the ability to produce. So he gives power to the faint. In other words, he empowers us. You know, just like you need to empower your children to teach them and train them up in the way they should go, not in the way of the world, not in the way of modernism necessarily, not in the way of the compromising church, but sitting down and talking to them. This is why we do what we do. This is what the Word says about it. There's a reason that pastors have different, you know, things that we talk about and whatever. And teaching them that even while we're laying hands on the sick, that when you're sitting there, put your hands out or be praising the Lord. Don't be sitting there chewing your gum, but be involved in the service. You see, because if we teach them that, then there will come a time when they, in their young marriage or what have you, get weary and they come to church. It's like, thank God my parents taught me how to do it right, because now I know how to get strength. And they may rebel a little while, you know. Just move on. Amen. Pray for them. Speak over them. But don't give in. Don't give in to the rebellion. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's all free. So we empower our children. But God empowers us. And Pastor Jay and I are empowering you with his word. But you've got to do something with it. Remember, they that wait, we don't just sit by passively singing kumbaya and expect. We don't just say, you know what, I'm going to go to church and God better meet me. Well, what are you doing about it? Are you coming with faith? I went to church last week. I just left and I was more tired than ever. You know? That doesn't sound to me like there was any faith in that. When you come to church, you use your faith. You use your faith to extract from the God's word. You use your faith to openly praise him. You use your faith. Father, I thank you that I'm getting what I need, because I could have stayed at home and rested my flesh. And again, there are times when we do need to do that. There are times when we need to tell Helps Ministry, hey, I really just, you know, and find somebody to take our place or what have you. But not like every service, you understand. And there's a reason that some people continue in their weariness. There's a reason that some people continue in their tiredness. There's a reason, because first things aren't first. And you know, I love what Pastor Nancy says. You can eat a whole bowl of broccoli and not get nutrition if you're going against what God's word says. Because there are times, I mean, I'll tell off on myself, there are times when I have been dealing with symptoms, you know, and I'm reading this and I'm reading that, and I'm endeavoring to find out the natural things. Maybe I need to make a change, and God just deals with me. If you will just take time in my word and praise me, that's going to turn around.
Right.
Now, does that mean I don't take vitamins and nutritions? You know, I just live on bread and water? No. No, God gave us wisdom.
Right.
He gave us nutritional supplements. And we all understand that if you're eating conventional food today, you're not getting a lot of supplements. So it's a good thing to get organic supplements. Well, that's my push for that. Amen? So it's just good wisdom. Let's go to Hebrews 12. Sometimes there's sermons, it just seems inevitably, you got to say things that may be corrective.
Yes.
And I'm not trying to be the big kahuna, you understand? Really, the big kahuna is not here tonight. So I guess I'm the big kahuna tonight. All right. So here we go. And I'm... But how many want help?
Yes.
Or you just want me to pacify you with spiritual political correctness tonight so that you can go home and be more tired and more weary? You know? No, we don't want that, do we? You know, it's one of the things I love about Pastor Nancy. She gets very bold, but it's what we need. And sometimes my flesh is like, ow! But that's a good thing, because I go home, and it's not about the song. I go home saying, that hurts so good, you know?
Yeah.
I'm seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, in a good way, in a spiritual way.
Yes.
In a way that you got change in your life.
Yes.
It's like, wow.
Yes.
Okay, maybe I have a few spiritual bruises. Maybe I understand, but I'm going to be able to walk straighter in the morning.
Amen.
Because of the boldness of my pastor. Not trying to pacify us. And like Dr. Dufresne said, you know, I think some people just want me to talk about, you know, just healing and health and prosperity and God's going to bring a new Maytag washer your way tonight. And, you know, and just these type of things. But when you tell people about the correction of the word that will help them. All right. So in verse 12, did we go to Hebrews 12?
Yes.
Yeah, let's go to verse 12 there. Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet. Notice that you've got to do something.
Yes.
Well, I thought that the power of God did that. I come to church. Shouldn't the power just zap me? Well, obviously, you don't know much about how to believe that you receive the power. Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. What's he talking about there? Well, he just went through a whole 3 through 11 there of correction. And he was telling them, pay heed to this. Find out the things, and we'll even read that verse 11. Now, no chastening seems to be joyful for the president, but painful. Nevertheless, after it yields a peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. So there are things that we need to become skilled in. And one of those is in strengthening our hands. In when we feel feeble, what does it say? Make straight paths for your feet. So one of the first things that we should look at if we're feeling weary, if we're feeling feeble, is, okay, Lord, am I walking in love? Am I walking in love? The second thing we ought to be looking at is, am I speaking the word daily? The other one, what am I looking at? What am I hearing? You know, there's a lot of things. Am I allowing doubt and unbelief in? Is it affecting what I'm looking at?
Right.
Okay, let's go back to verse 12, clear back there. And it says, therefore also, actually verse 1, 12, 1. Go back to verse 1. Therefore also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. So we should be asking the Lord, what are their weights? It's not necessarily a sin, but it's a weight that eventually causes sin. Because we're looking at things of the world rather than putting God's word first, and then things get in and we get tired and we get weary, and then we try to do more natural things and work out, and okay, it's about eating right, it's about doing this and that, and finally after a week we realize I have not been spending time with the Lord in the morning for a solid week. Have you ever been there, done that? Okay, Lord, it's about this account at work. I just got to do better on it. It's about my personality. I just need to be nicer to people. It's about this. And the thing is, the Lord's saying, excuse me, there is life in my word. And we all know that if we will take time with that, that's the morning time or the night time, or, you know, sometimes at night when I read scriptures, I get so excited, I lay there 2 hours and think about them. So I have to be careful on that one. But, I sit there and preach to myself or to the congregation. I'm not sure who I'm preaching to, but I'm preaching because I'm just so excited about the word. And I've heard different ministers say that before. But anyway, that doesn't mean you can't read or you know, but usually just thanking the Lord or worshiping him, praying in the Holy Ghost is the best way to get me to sleep versus reading scriptures, which is a good thing if God tells you or has one in your heart. I do get up and look at that. Amen. So just putting him first in my day. And that's something, because I've been there, done that. Had the t-shirts. And after days of not doing it God's way, and he will show us. We know good and well he's talking to us. There are times when I've spent time with family, and the Lord will deal with me. Pray in the Holy Ghost for a half hour every single night before you go to bed, and that'll help wash out stuff. Because I don't have the same schedule I normally have.
Right.
And of course, and then I will actually look at some scriptures. But in the morning, look at some scriptures, and then again, pray in the Spirit. And then you go in, you know, converse with your family and that type of thing. You know, you don't go into the living room with your family and say, okay, we need to pray in the Holy Ghost, and we need to read the Bible for an hour. They're going to think you are weird. No, you take time. You tell them, well, I need to go to bed now, or maybe I'm going to rest in a little bit extra time. And you take the time to build yourself up. Amen. And then there are seasons of our life that God deals with us to take extra time. In other words, what are we doing? We're putting gas in the tank so that we can get someplace. So many times, if we will put gas in the tank before you go to certain places, and I'm not saying all families depleting or that type of thing, but there's some family that's very depleting, you understand. So you better put extra gas in your tank when you get that. And anyway, that's all free. So we need to be asking the question, are we allowing weights? Are there things that are first before God? You know, is it all about the family? Well, Pastor Debbie, you don't have children. Oh, really? Oh, okay. You know, I was a child. And I knew what children do and think. I have a mom. You know, she taught me a lot. Dad taught me a lot of things. You know, we have been in the pastorate for 20 some years, you understand, been in the ministry for what 30 some years, and I know a few things, been to a few, like Dr. Jacobs says, you know, been to a few parades, a few whatever carnivals, I don't know. I've been around, so I've learned a few things, and what I've learned the most is when we don't put God first, that eventually we get depleted. Eventually the weariness takes over. And it's not necessarily about all the natural things you need to change. Now, I let the staff know, I understand that there are times when you feel like you got too much to do. I understand that. I really, really do. And we want to be very caring and understanding of that. But it's not about what you can or can't not do. It's about what is God leading us to do.
Amen.
And then we may have to dissect this and what's the priorities of what God is saying.
Yeah.
So in other words, my staff knows, don't come to me and say, I just can't do this. Oh, okay, well, let me go back to the Lord and tell him that you're not able to do this, even though he asked us to, okay? Lord, I just want to let you know that Teresa came to me and just said that, you know, she can't do this, so we won't be able to build that part of the ministry. Just, okay, thank you. Now, we know you're going to bless us anyway. Thank you for it. Now, first of all, Teresa wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
You understand. But sometimes we have to understand, we go to God and say, okay, Father, I want you daily to show me. Now, I say this at breakfast time. Lord, show me if there's anything I need to change. Show me if there's anything I need to add. Show me if there's anything I need to take away. Therefore, we tell our staff, you come to us if you feel in your spirit that this just quite isn't working, even with things that we've asked you to do, but you give us, you talk to us about it and say, but, you know, I do believe that if I would do it this way, Pastor, I'd be able to get this priority done. And we talk to them, but we pray. We don't just make rash decisions. We just don't make decisions because of complaining. Okay? So it's best. You see, I used to do all that. And I used to complain to Pastor Jay, we don't have enough staff. We can't do that. And he would just like, okay, why don't you go pray about it? And that would just make me mad. What? Don't you understand? We need more staff. Well, you just go pray about it. See what God says. And I just got to a place where I understood that he was not going to be moved by my doubt and unbelief and by my complaining. And I understood that if I would just get in my prayer closet and spend time with the Lord and get answers and then bring those and solutions, that he would listen. It's like, wow. He's listening to me because he understands that the solutions are from spiritual means, not from my weariness and my depletedness. Well, I don't know if this, anyway. So making proper decisions. So in verse 12, therefore strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. And I understand sometimes we feel like the pile-up effect's coming on us, or we understand, like, Lord, I just could do so much better. Remember the businessman? I could just do better. And he wasn't allowing God to heal him because of all the things that he perceived that he's done wrong in his past, when God was just saying, he just needs to receive my forgiveness and then move on from there. So becoming skilled, becoming trained in not following our flesh, not putting our flesh first. I'm going to go to something here, but putting spiritual things first. Amen. So let's go to 1 John 1:5. We'll go to another scripture and see if you like this one better. 1 John 1:5. You know, Hebrews 12 is, it gets a little deep. You understand? Talking about distractions and correction and, you know. Yeah. 1 John 1:5 says, this is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Now, I hope I wasn't putting Teresa in a bad light. You all understood that, right? I was using that as an illustration of what not to do, and obviously our staff does not do that. So And if they did, they know not to. So anyway, in verse 9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. So one illustration is you're standing in a dark room. And you can see, you can maneuver. Actually, you're standing in a dark room. You can't see. You can't maneuver. But yet, you're telling everybody, I'm fine. I'm not worried about that chair. I think it's right here. I know exactly where it is. I know where the couch is. I'm fine. I'm good. And then next thing you know, anyway. And sometimes we're saying, I'm fine. I'm fine. You know, Teresa asks, how are you doing? I'm fine. I'm good. I'm fine. Okay, we'll just go be fine then, you know. And, you know, we're spiritual family, right? We just care about you. It's not like I'm trying to correct you or that type of thing. I'm just asking how you doing. Excuse me, you know. And sometimes you ask people how they're doing. I'm fine. But the thing is, that's what they're saying. It's not dark. It's not dark.
Yeah.
I can maneuver.
Come on.
But they're in a dark room.
Yeah.
And they think they know where everything is. But what they don't understand is the devil rearranged the furniture. And they're running into the chairs. And they're running into the couch. And they're running, you know, stubbing their toe on this. And then they're coming to church. With that lame, you know, thing you're talking about in Hebrews.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm fine, Pastor.
Come on.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
Or crying.
Yeah.
It's like I've prayed and nothing's happened.
Yeah. Yeah. See.
Well, if you come and, you know, sit at the table and look at the light, God would show you where the furniture is being rearranged. Yeah, so turn on the light in order to see the clear path to where you're going. You could say, turn on the light in order to see the clear path to victory. Thus, the sermon title is Light Leads to Victory. Light leads to victory. So if we're weary, if we're tired, if we've stubbed our toe, we're dealing with sickness symptoms. It doesn't mean necessarily that we've done wrong. It means that we live in the cage with the lion, which is the devil. But he's going to take us out if we don't use our faith. And the only way that we can use faith is to turn the light on. What do you mean turn the light on? Get in God's word. Turn the light on. Get answers. Not just, okay, I'm doing it this way because that's the way I want to do it.
Yes. Come on.
Okay. I know. You're fine. You're fine. You're fine. Go ahead. Go ahead in your fine way. Go ahead. We love you. Turn on the light. So darkness there means dimness, obscurity. Yeah. Here's another example I wrote down. I sometimes have needed to put my glasses on in order to see the labels at the store. And I'm reading the labels and I'm doing this. Yes, my eyes are blessed. Amen. Don't have any problem. I speak over them all the time. But I have glasses. And if I can't see the label, it's not time for me to wait for my manifestation at the store. You understand? Just put on your glasses and read the label so that you can go check out and they can close the store down. All right? There are just things that we need to do. And one of them is just getting God's word, pray in the Holy Ghost. Get light on the situation. Then we can actually start to use our faith and navigate and get to where we need to go. Like being able to see the labels, and you understand, rather than standing in the store for a half hour trying to read it. Turn on the light. Amen. Here's another example. So the military have highly trained dogs that are on the field at times of soldiers. You understand? And they can smell and even sense danger. With their ultra-sensitive noses, they are trained to smell explosives, bombs in the ground. The enemy hiding around the bushes. They're very sensitive to these things. Without the training, would those dogs know to be looking for the enemy and smelling explosives? No. All they would have to do is throw them a bone. Or a piece of meat. They don't care about explosives. But a highly trained dog will pass up meat. And many times the enemy will actually throw meat out with poison in it for those dogs. But they trained them, you don't eat anything, you don't touch anything, unless we tell you to. So, no, they had to hear, watch, learn, and become skilled in what to watch out for. What was dangerous on the battlefield. They teach them not to be distracted by food, bones, a tree to pee on, anything. Why did I put that in there? Because my little Polo, I would take him out to walk, or actually he took me out to walk, because the minute we get out the door, I'm running behind him like this, and all the neighbors are looking and like, yeah, they have one of those. And then, all of a sudden, he jerks and stops because he found a hydrant. You know? And then I'm like, okay, all right, are you done? So then he goes, you know, five steps more, and then he found a tree. Yeah. He goes five steps more, and he found... Well, anyway, right. You got to train him. Yeah. In other words, tug on the line, say, no. Yeah. And if you have to... Pull the little guy until he comes. Yeah. Don't let him stop at every tree. Yeah. Okay? Yeah. He didn't listen much anyway, but you know. Amen. Let me read something here. Sometimes I like to just read what I've written out. Is that okay?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm amazed at Christians, and even at myself at times, supposedly skilled Christians, who are wondering why they are being controlled by symptoms, trials, adversities, etc. Now, you understand I put myself in here too. They're walking into all kinds of dangerous minefields that the devil has set up for them and their families. The devil covers the minefields up with flowery, tempting, and distracting things of this world that takes them into the obscurity and darkness of his dangerous minefields of condemnation, sickness, poverty, and all kinds of destruction. Now, we've went to Hebrews, and we're really kind of talking about that, you understand? Hebrews 12 there. Understand, we can use our faith to turn the light on, but if we are not walking in love, following the Word, obeying what the Holy Spirit is saying, putting the kingdom of God first, or if we are complaining and allowing doubt to come in through the back door, then we put ourselves and our families in the compromising situations of darkness and dangerous minefields of the enemy. We may try to use our faith, but we are walking right into the devil's traps rather than avoiding them because we are walking in the light. And that's what it is. It's following God's word. And we can't do it for somebody because really it's relatively simple. You understand? But that's how wonderful God is. He's made it simple in his word. We have the answers. So we read the answers, and if we do what the word says, if we follow the light, then we will avoid the minefields. And that's one of the things, using our faith for strength. I mean, I understand over the years just being so tired or what have you and just wanting... I just have to sleep for a week. But if I just take time to get in God's word, it just rejuvenates me. And there may be symptoms that people are dealing with, whether that's thyroid or whatever. And I have a lot of compassion for these type of things because I know how tired some of the things are connected to that. how tiredness can be connected with a lot of issues, a lot of sicknesses, a lot of diseases, things like that. Some of the things that I went through for the last 2-3 years, you know, I wouldn't want anybody to go through. So I'm not trying to, no, what I'm sharing is how you can come out of that. What I'm sharing is when you feel so tired, you don't know how to get up anymore. It's the light of the word. Amen. I know when there are times when I just, I'm just like, I'm tired. This is not leaving me. I will get in my bed and I will just put my covers on and I will turn Dad Hagen on. And I just listen. And I speak the word, and then I just do what I need to do. Sometimes you feel tired, and the last thing you want to do is worship. We love God, of course. You understand that? But your physical body is fighting you. And you want to worship. You want to do the right things. But your body don't want to get up and do it. So there have been times I had to make it get up and start dancing around the room until it fell in line. I told the story to Ann and a few others. I think Maya was there and we were sharing with some ladies about last year in January, the camp meeting, actually Holy Ghost meetings for Dufresne Ministries. And we're always excited to go to those meetings. And you know, I don't talk about this, but I'll just, of course, all hell breaks loose before and after the meetings. You understand? It's like, we're kind of used to that by now. Big deal. Okay, that's the devil. Praise the Lord. We got things to do. Rebuke you and move on.
Amen.
You understand? So we cannot make big issues out of things. We're going, and that's all there is to it. We're not going to magnify the devil. Is what I'm trying to say. So that I don't. That's why I don't talk about. And plus, I'm not trying to say that it always happens. I'm just saying that many times we have noticed that the devil tries to keep us from meetings. Now I'm not going to call that into being by saying, "Oh yeah, every single time the devil's there before we go to the camp meeting or the Holy Ghost." Oh my goodness. Oh man, he's big. The devil big. Oh, did you know what he did to me last week? Trying to keep me out of camp meeting. You know, by camp meeting time, you've been talking that way. You can't even get there. You know, you're watching live stream from bed. I wonder why. So anyway, moving right along, I was telling you a story, right? Yeah. So we're on our way to camp meeting, and I was dealing with some symptoms. And I was very tired, and it's like real foggy stuff, and it's like, what's going on here? You know, and you take extra B12, and you do all the natural things, and it's like it gets worse. Okay, what's going on here? And I told my husband, it's like, look, I'm just going to take some extra time, spend time with the Lord and this and that, and get answers on this. And but I told him, because of the symptoms I'm dealing with, I don't believe I can go to, you know, even get on the flight to go. And so anyway, he went, he understood, and so I was all excited to watch the first service, and Brother Copeland, this was in January, and he was starting out the meetings. And the first service, he talked on healing, and he talked on praise, and he talked on, in the midst of adversity, getting up. And I was dancing around that apartment, and I was praising God, and I'm like, thank you, Lord, that's what I need.
Yes. Amen.
Did I feel tired still? Absolutely. But my spirit was able to strengthen my body and give me the resolve. And my confidence was coming back. It's like, okay, I know what to do. And before, and I knew the Holy Ghost was dealing with me to go to the meetings. This is Friday night, and there, I think the meetings lasted through until the next Friday. And so I called up Christine. I said, "Okay, Christine, get me a ticket." My mind was saying, "You are nuts." My body was saying, "You are nuts." But I knew in my heart that the Holy Ghost was dealing with me to go. Now, that's what you've got to be led by the Spirit. So the Word of God tells us that we are healed by Jesus' stripes, and we know that. And the Word of God tells us to speak to the mountain, it will be removed. And the Word of God tells us, you know, that Abraham was strengthened by giving glory to God, so we know that we worship Him. And we're standing. But what do we do when you've got to make a major decision, like fly clear across the country to go to a meeting? Should you stay home and just rest? Should you? And I had to get that from the Lord. And the Holy Ghost dealt with me. You need to be there. So what I did before my mind kicked in, before anything, I didn't even ask my husband. I just called her and said, get me a ticket. And then, of course, I talked to Pastor Jay later. He's like, come on. Come on. He said, you go, girl. Come on. He didn't ask me, okay, how much was that ticket? All right. I'm just saying. Again, I had to be led by the Spirit, and that's what I'm trying to emphasize. Amen? Well, praise the Lord. So if the Spirit deals with us not to take a certain road and we override that witness and direction, then we will be in grave danger of stepping into a dangerous minefield of destruction that the enemy has set up. But on the other hand, if He does lead us and He does guide us into something, I believe we can be in grave danger by not following that witness. But it does require faith. Yes. And we're just going to have to understand that we're not going to be able to get out of the symptoms that the devil tries to bring on us, the sicknesses, the diseases, the poverty, the lack, the weariness, without turning on the light and using our faith. And I had to turn on the light. I was watching that meeting. I was getting understanding. I was seeing how to get around the obstacle. And my faith was encouraged. And I just began to worship the Lord that night. Even afterwards, I was praising Him. I was giving God glory. And I didn't go actually until the next day. I need to pack and stuff like that. So I gave myself time to pack. I think I went on Sunday or Monday. But all weekend, and I was watching Brother Copeland while I was packing. And I was thanking God, and I was doing the natural things that I needed to do. But by the time I got to those meetings, 75% of all those symptoms left my body. Well, what'd you do with the rest of the 25? Spoke the word. Praised God. And sometimes there are things that will come and go, you understand? So you just keep standing. You keep standing. It'll try to come back. You keep standing. Sometimes there are natural things we need to do. So every day, Lord, you show me anything I need to add. Lord, you show me anything I need to take away. See, I'm giving you explanations of why I do what I do. Because some people want to know, well, why didn't it change overnight? But they don't understand that turning on the light is something that you've got to do every single day. And sometimes we fail to meet that standard and start, you know, graveling in the darkness, so to speak. Or whatever, however you say that. It's not gravel. What is it? Gravel. Thank you. Pastor Jay's like, it's not gravel. Gravel, 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 gravel. I'm just having fun. Just having fun. So anyway. So I went to those services, and that's what I do. And I'm led by the Spirit of God, and what I need to, and I've shared before with the gals, you know, and I don't talk about this all the time, but when I have dealt with symptoms and yet I'm asked to go preach or teach someplace, I always prioritize that. I always prioritize that. Doesn't matter how I'm feeling, doesn't matter what I'm dealing with. I know if I just get there, it's going to turn. Why? Because that's what the Spirit of God, you know, He's called me into the ministry. That's what I do. And if I stay home, I'm not doing what he's called me to do. So I'm not going to stay home and let the devil have his way. I'm going to go do what God's told me to do, but I'm going to be using my faith all the way. The light will be on, so I will know things. The Holy Ghost shows me at times, okay, you need to change this, or maybe, you know, you got this supplement that you need to take or whatever. All the while, the natural and the spiritual things are all working together, but I'm able to get where I need to go, and I'm worshiping the Lord, and I'm speaking my faith, and those symptoms slide off me like slime. Yeah. Amen. Pastor Nancy made the statement about a particular minister, which I wouldn't say by any means, and that was dealing with some symptoms and stopped traveling. And she said, if they will start traveling and use their faith, they'll, you know, they'll come out of those symptoms. Yeah. She knows.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's been there, done that.
Amen.
She's shared with people things. I've talked with her personally. You know, I've been around a number of ministers that were dealing with symptoms, but they came by faith. Well, how are they doing today? They're fine. Why? Because they came by faith. They did what the Holy Ghost told them to do. Yeah. I won't go there. So John 1. Let's just turn there real quick. So we've got 5 minutes here. John 1. Is this all right?
Yes, ma'am.
John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Yes.
He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. So when we turn on the light, when we get in God's Word, when we're here in a service, not forsaking the assembling together, and we're hearing the Word, and we're seeing things, because tonight I know that God's showing you things. You know, I'm giving you illustrations of some of the things I've dealt with. And that, frankly, I wouldn't even be able to be here and pastor if I would have allowed the enemy to take me out. It just wouldn't have happened. There were many times when I just had to go by faith. And I've talked to you about that because of some of the symptoms of things I dealt with the whole, you know, root canal tooth situation and some other symptoms that came out of that, what have you. I'm not glorifying symptoms. I'm just saying that I know what God's Word says. And, you know, some people say, well, you know, I've been dealing with this for so long. Well, daily, get light. And daily, do what you know to do. If you miss it somewhere, get back up. Say, Lord, you know, wipe yourself off. I repent. Don't let that take your healing from you. Don't let that take your prosperity. Don't let that just get back up. And ask God, like I said, I do it at breakfast. You know, when I before I eat, before I take my supplements, Lord, I thank you for this food. I call my body healed and whole. I thank you, Lord, that the power of God's affecting and healing and cure in me. Is there anything, Lord, that I need to know? If there's anything that I need to stop, if there's anything I need to add, you show me this. And I've been in my devotions and just bloop, something comes up and the Lord just deals with me. Go look at this. It's like, oh, okay. And just a natural thing that helped me out. You see, because he loves me. Well, isn't it just best to just live off the Word? And well, yeah, but what's wrong with supplements, just like what's wrong with eating food?
Right.
I don't get it, you know. I don't get it. Why do you eat food? To get energy and strength? Exactly. So if you take a supplement for the same reason, what's the problem? Is that making me spiritually weak because I decide to follow the Holy Ghost and take a supplement? Okay, well, I'm just saying people try to over-spiritualize things and they don't follow natural wisdom. But you can go overboard and not be walking in love and eat the whole bowl of broccoli. All right? So, are you yielding to thoughts and distractions of the enemy that go against the light of the Word and the Spirit? That's the biggest thing. When we get up in the morning, we've got to make a choice to walk in the light and not listen to the voice of the enemy that will take us to the darkness. Now, that doesn't mean you're all of a sudden Darth Vader, you know, and you're on the dark side. No, it just means that we have to choose to open our Bible up. We have to choose to pray in the Holy Ghost. We have to just worshiping the Lord out of a heart of fellowship. And then do what the Word says. Do what the Holy Ghost is telling us to do. Now, if we get up, and when I'm talking about being on the dark side, I'm talking about if we get up and we're not getting in the Word, we get up and the thoughts are bombarding us. And have you ever been there? You opened your Bible and you opened to the scripture, but you thought of something, so you open your iPad and 4 hours later, you understand? It's like, really? I thought I was more skilled than this. You know? Why don't you stand up? So fleshly living is being mind and body ruled, and that's depleted spiritually. Yeah, just in case you don't know the difference. That's fleshly living. But righteous living, it's being spirit-ruled, and it's filled with the Word and the Spirit. Yes. So, are there thoughts? We understand that 2 Corinthians 10, yeah, I'll just read it real quick. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. It's talking about between your ears, strongholds, not out of the heavenlies. Okay, verse 5, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God's word, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So fleshly living, it starts out with wrong thoughts. It starts out with just distracting things. And when it becomes imaginations that we're just thinking about it all the time, and then it becomes actions, that ends up in disobedience. That's fleshly living. But righteous living is learning to say, no, I'm going to put God first. No, I'm not going there on my iPad right now. No, I'm not going to miss church again. Again, I'm not like, where are they at? Right. Hope they heard that, you know. No condemnation. The biggest thing is what is bringing weariness into our life? What is opening the door to things? Now, if it's just because we're in the world, then we have to use our faith.
Right.
But you got to turn on the light. And you got to see, and you got to maneuver.
Yeah.
But if it's dark, then it's obscure, and you can't see, and that's where we get knocked out by the devil. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for the Word. We thank you for helping us. We thank you, Patikishon Antai Umpande Shemahasuhu. Thank you for the light, huh? Thank you for the light. Thank you that it's so bright. Thank you for the light. And although we are sometimes yielding to the night, we open up the Word and it gets bright. Ishunko nai eshandai ku pansi asokut enderebrendokuta. Thank you for the light. Oh, it's getting brighter. It's getting brighter. It's helping me. It's strengthening me. Thank you, Lord. The weariness that I once dealt with, now I'm free. Thank you for the light. Oh, it's helped me. It's helped me. It's helped me. The light is so bright. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm free from the darkness of the night. Thank you, Jesus. I'm free from condemnation. Free from fear. Thank you, Lord. Your power is here to overcome, to take me through, to thrust me to the new level that is so good and so new. Thank you for the light. It's so bright. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the light. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you can just yield to the Holy Ghost as well. I mean, the Holy Ghost came on me and I lost my ability to really speak in English. So I just went with that and I could tell it was a prophecy. But those are psalms and hymns and spiritual songs that we just speak out of our spirit. You know, when you're in a home, when you're in a house and you need to go in the kitchen and make dinner and it's dark, you know your home well enough, but sometimes, I know there's this couch that I moved out, and you don't have really a lot of room because I want more room in the living room, but you're going from the bedroom to the kitchen, and sometimes if it's really dark, I can stub my toe on the end of that couch. So I have to be careful. So what I've learned to do is turn on the hall light. And then I won't stub my toe. Pastor Debbie, that's really simple. Exactly. Exactly. If you want the Darth Vader experience, leave the light off. Leave the light off. Well, praise the Lord. We just love the Word so much. We just want to keep on going. But go in the light of the Word. We love you. We appreciate you. We're excited about the camp meeting coming up. Prepare yourself. Walk in the light and wisdom. You know, I've been doing my laundry. I worked on my clothes the other day. And some people helped me get my dry cleaning done. You know, we're walking in wisdom, aren't we? So be ready. And you know what? If your problem is you can't come to church all the time, and yet because you don't like to go to bed, then tonight, it's only, what time is it? 8:35? Just, you know, do your helps ministry real quick and that type of thing. Then go home. And this is a novel idea. Why don't you just go to bed? Get a good night's sleep. You know, take some valerian or something if you have to, right? That's a natural supplement if you didn't know. Melatonin or, you know, something. And whatever. Yeah. Or pray in the Holy Ghost for an hour. That'll help. Okay? I'm just saying. Yeah. Just cut some Z's, get some rest, get up, be refreshed, and just, that'll help you. Amen. I'm just giving you some help. Amen. We love you. Appreciate you.